All right. I don't know if we'll get any calls or texts related to this. I'd love to. But what's the scam you ran?
Okay. We've gotten this before.
Yeah, this is just, it's been there. I'm sure we'll get some. I don't even know how to phrase this one because this is such a ridiculous thing. Gilbert Arenas is the NBA player we talked about. And he's had a lot of adventures. He says a lot of stupid things that makes other NBA players say, shut up, you idiot.
Yeah.
He's got some wild opinions. He's gotten himself in trouble a number of times over his career. Talent-wise, could have been a Hall of Famer. Didn't work out. Still had a very good career. So he was known as Agent Zero when he played because he wore the number zero and ended up being really good, and you better have a nickname.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but listen to what he did. That. So he recently did an interview with DJ Vlad. I follow all of his interviews. So he had been dating a woman named Laura Govan. Don't know if I'm saying it right. And he ended up being very candid about a controversy that's been going on about a ring he gifted Laura Govan, his then girlfriend. Arenas' girlfriend claimed that the engagement ring that the retired NBA player gave her was a fake one after they broke up. She says
cubic,
fake.
Cubic zirconia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Agent Zero shared that just 8 days after proposing to her on her birthday, they broke up. And he regretted giving her such an expensive ring to wear. He said he spent $395,000 on the ring. He did not want to lose that much money. So he rekindled the relationship with Miss Laura Govan and then swapped the original one with a fake that was still worth $10,000.
Well, I mean,
it's a net savings of $385,000. Yeah, yeah. But still, quote, when we broke up, I'm like, that was a bleeping waste of money. I want my ring back. So I was like, how do I get my ring back? Bleep it. I just got to get her back, but when she comes back, I'm going to have a fake one made and switch it in any time. That's what I did. Had the fake one created, then started, hey, missed you, come on back, and do all that stuff. They got back together. They started dating in 2002. They have 4 children together, so they're pretty serious. Separated in 2014. So then this article goes on to say, how did his financial knowledge help him? That's a broad way to turn that into a retired NBA player shared that his ex-girlfriend found out about the fake ring after the breakup. It was after he posted a picture of the original ring on social media and said, ha ha, got it back. Then he was
why would you do that?
Then he was taken to court by the woman. She demanded an undisclosed amount of money from the former NBA player.
I bet it was roughly $390,000 or however much the ring was.
I think so. Did she get it?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
Alex?
Man, I mean, if he bought it, it was in his name.
But isn't it considered a gift once it's...
Yeah, but he possesses it, and he bought it, and his name is on the receipt. So I'm going to say no.
Maitland, what do you say?
She got it.
It said he used the money saved from the engagement ring to pay for all the legal costs required in the court proceedings with his girlfriend. That became a huge matter on social media with lots of other people checking in, celebrities. But it appears he eventually won and did not have to pay her any additional money. Now, he wasted the money on legal fees, so he's just a
which he wouldn't have had to do if he hadn't gone to social media to say, ha ha, I got my ring back.
Now, other basketball player Ben Simmons. Seems to be a lot of guys at least involved in these type of give me the ring back stories that also make bad decisions regarding their careers. He has wasted some of the most talent in the world. He was criticized by fans for asking for his engagement ring worth $1.4 million back from his ex-girlfriend. After getting engaged to British star Maya Jama in 2021, the two decided to part ways in 2022.
I got a good idea. Don't buy people $1.4 million rings. You don't need that in order to get married.
Too much salary, Howing.
Nonsense.
It.
It's crazy.
Remember on the office when Michael, Pam, and the crew found out he was going to propose to Holly?
Holly, yeah.
And he showed him the ring, and Pam, she said, holy F! And they had to bleep it, obviously, scripted, but you get it. And she said, is that real? And Michael goes, 3 years salary. So I did what they say. And everybody's like, oh my God.
No, it's months, Michael, months.
You got a $210,000 ring. Holy smokes.
Just out of control. Well, I mean, honestly, if given the same situation, I might do the same thing. Get that ring back.
Wait, this text. Michigan law says you have to give the engagement ring back to the guy?
It might. I don't know. I don't know what the laws are in that case. I
want my ice back.
I mean, I've never been in that situation, but.
No, yeah, I don't. I'm just kidding.
There was always the thing, like, if you're going to propose to somebody, don't do it on a holiday, because then if it's a...
Considered a gift.
But yeah.
That always seemed like drunk logic to me. Like people who are like, they have to tell you if they're an undercover cop or any other dumb BS like that.
But isn't it always a gift? Aren't you just giving it to the person?
I don't know. Yeah, it's not a loner when you ask.
Yeah.
But weird. I mean, situationally. Now, you know, I mean, if a guy does something stupid, I wouldn't blame a woman for not giving a ring back. But if a guy spends 10 grand on a ring and then the girl decides, I don't really want to get married, she should give it back. That's a lot of money.
Situationally,
I agree.
It depends on the. I mean, in some case, like if she decides she don't want to get married because he's having 10 affairs, keep the ring. That's the least of your troubles.
I mean, I would.
But on the other hand,
out of spite, but
if she just did it, yeah,
I'd give it back if it was a family heirloom. Other than that, you gave it to me. It's fine.
I never thought for a second that I would get, nor did I want it, the engagement ring back.
Well, not after you've been married for years. That's different. I mean, but I'm talking. You
never actually made it to the altar.
Getting married.
Oh, I'd have been bitter and wanted that back.
Yeah.
That's for sure. This text, here's my scam. I think it's victimless. I'm a man. I catfished dudes on Snapchat one summer and sold feet pics. My feet are pretty masculine, but they didn't seem to care. I was getting paid for something I was giving them. And saved at least one woman from an unsolicited penis pic. Hmm. Oh, okay. So as soon as you said, I've got feet for sale, people are like, well, I've got this for free. Is that a victimless crime?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
It's not a crime. He's selling,
like,
something.
I mean, he might be portraying himself as being female, but a foot's a foot. And if the guys like the foot pics, what difference does it make?
Yeah. This one, not really a scam, but I balded my tires on my Ram truck. So I rented the same truck, checked out the tires, saved $750 by spending $150 with a 1 day rental.
You stole tires.
That's a crime.
That's a felony.
I mean, there's a thin line between scam and stealing. In fact, it's pretty gray. That one's pretty far to the...
Yeah, that one...
Well, I mean, it's definitely a scam. A felony scam.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It's still a scam.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a crime.
Yeah, yeah.
You stole it.
There's no gray area there.
I'm judging.
I am.
I guess I am.
Yeah.
I was going to say I'm not, but I...
That's worth judging over. You just ripped something off.
Yeah. I did something like that when I was younger, though.
What'd you do?
My taillight on my old truck when I was like 16. I had backed into something and it had a big hole in it. And there was a auto parts store that had a fleet of the same truck as their delivery trucks. And one night me and my friend went there and we swapped one out.
Oh, you didn't even rent the truck.
No,
you
I didn't rent the truck.
You just stole the light.
Yeah, I stole it. That was a crime.
Yeah, that's a crime.
Mm-hmm.
I did something like that outside the statute of limitations. Now, I have one that's super lame, but it's the same thing. I lost three of the valve stem covers that you twist on my car, and I wanted them back. So I took three from a car dealership when I was doing a remote one time because it was boring.
Like you went and screwed them off of other cars?
The little plastic ones.
And then that dealership went out of business like 11 years later, and I feel like it's a ripple
probably,
effect.
I'm sure
that if you had gone into their service department and just said, hey, do you happen to have a couple of those? I lost mine.
Yeah, you know they would have said a bin of 10,000.
They would have said, here you go,
absolutely sport. True. But I'm not going to lie. I was racked with guilt and considered going back.
Oh, I still feel terrible about the taillight thing, and that's 20-some years ago.
That is one of those things where I bet in your mind you're like, we're not stealing. We're putting ours back.
Yeah, it's just
did you
exchange.
Put the broken one in
yes.
there?
So they were like, our light's busted. So nobody would notice because you're more likely going to notice a missing taillight than you are just a broken taillight.
Of course.
So for years we would still drive past that parts store and I'd be able to point out like, hey, it's still broken. There it is.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to fix that.
Yeah.
Differences.
Again, not proud of it. Not bragging about it.
This text, an attorney in Michigan writes, an engagement ring is a gift in completion of marriage. The marriage is the condition that triggers the true gift. Hmm. If it breaks off, the condition is not met, and the ring then goes back. But if a marriage takes place and then is dissolved,
oh,
you're not getting it back.
That's interesting.
That's fair. How it should be.
Yeah, I think that's fair. This one, does this count as a scam? I'm not sure. When I was younger and used to do console gaming instead of all the PC gaming, whenever a console would break, I would be like a surgeon removing the serial number labels and switching them with a new console that I would buy from the store. Oh, and then returning the old one that's broken. Yeah, that's a scam and stealing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's
I can't say I wouldn't have done that when I was young and broke. Because you justify it in your head. Mm-hmm. You say, well, they're a giant corporation. They're the ones that built these crappy ones. They're going to screw me over. Yeah. I only bought one and it sucked.
The problem is that you would do it as a return. They put it back on the shelf and now some other poor person got your busted, stupid console.
But they'll make it, right? It'll just be a little inconvenient.
Yeah.
Maybe. All right. What about the buying a specialty tool that you only need to use one time, using it, putting it back in the box, and then returning it?
I think that's it's
scam,
a little dirty,
but it's
a
not,
scam.
But it's not a crime.
Because they get it back and they can still resell
it. Yeah.
You're not damaging it.
Yeah, it's not a crime.
Yeah, my buddy used to do that. He would, because he worked at a place at an electronics store that had one of those shrink wrap machines in the back of it.
Mm-hmm.
So he would rent a tool, even if it was one that was sealed in, you know, like the plastic that you had to cut off and then take it out of the box. He'd use it. Then he'd take the tool back into work, use his shrink wrap machine to wrap it back up so it would look brand new and unopened, and then just take it back to the store. Yeah, I didn't need it.
I used to trade my employee discount at the shoe store I worked at with two guys who ran software, etc., because if I bought a video game back then, there were no reviews. So if you bought a video game and you're broke and it was $60 and it sucked, you were like, well, I'm out of money, because they wouldn't return it. So they would re-shrink wrap it for me, and then I would return it somewhere else with the receipt.
Yeah.
And where I got it, and then they would tell me what shoes they wanted, and they wore the same size. So I'm like, I buy a lot of shoes. And then the coworkers would say, like the manager said, you never wear those shoes you buy. And I'm like, nope. And then he said, but I saw Mark from Software Etc. wearing new shoes just like him.
Mark.
And I went, oh, that guy does everything I do.
Oh, man.
What's his deal?
Scam, not crime.
let's see. When I go to hotels, I like to take my pillow with me and swap it for the hotel pillow. It's not stealing, it's replacing. That's a gross thought.
Those pillows are used by so many people.
Yeah.
It's already gross when I think they're used by so many people anyway, much less.
Yeah, why would I want to take it home with me?
Poople heads bringing it from home.
Yeah, that's a real hassle. Let me shove this pillow into my stuff so I can swap it with one other people's heads have been on already.
This is Jimbo in New Jersey. Jimbo, what's your scam?
Hey, guys, back in the 90s when I lived in Georgia, I lived in a subdivision that was being built. And when they were done with the houses, they would put the leftover lumber and molding, et cetera, on the curb. I was taking the lengths of lumber, returning it for cash to Home Depot.
Well, that's...
I got about probably $200-$300 a week for about a year or two.
That's pretty awesome.
Jimbo,
that's not even really a scam.
They were putting them at the curb, I'm assuming. So one of their trucks would come and pick them up and they'd take them to the next job?
But wait, there's more. Absolutely not.
Oh.
All of the lumber that was left over from one house, and I talked to a guy one time and he told me it was all budgeted. They were so effing lazy, they wouldn't carry it next door to the next house. Every house is left over, so there was 10, 12-foot pieces of lumber. There was lights. I was going dumpster diving and returning it to Home Depot to boot.
That's insane.
That's such a waste.
I don't know.
Yeah. It is.
Well, good for you, Jimbo. You found a loophole in that one.
Yeah.
I've talked to a buddy of mine who works at a place where they get so many bulk returns or any stuff that doesn't get, I'm trying to be intentionally vague so it doesn't get in trouble, but any materials that don't get used. I mean, they could have a massive box of, widgets. They won't return them because it's not worth the time for them to go through the process of trying to find a receipt or trying to find out what account it was bought on, taking it back to the... They just dump it.
Yeah,
they
that happens with a lot of builders and contractors and all that because, like he said, it's budgeted. They've got the materials, and as a homeowner or you know, you can say, hey, I want all the leftover materials. They'll leave them.
Mm-hmm.
But most people are like, no, whatever you don't use, just get it out of here. I don't want it.
I don't want to have to deal with it.
So I've had like builder buddies where they're like, yeah, I've got all this leftover flooring. Do you want some of it? Or do you need any of this? And I'm like, yeah, I've got this little project. Can I have three boards? Knock yourself out.
Yeah. It's crazy, like, though, that the companies wouldn't take them and store them so that way they could use them on another project, end up saving money, save resources.
It's too much inventory trying to keep track of all that. And most of them don't have storage facilities. So there you go. Yeah, you can always ask.
What's your scam? 1-800-947-3979. Ooh, I've got one that says for the last 14 years...
Well, that's a long time.